اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The journey of Al-Hajj that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to do once in the lifetime that they're capable of doing so, it teaches the Muslims many lessons, and one of which to exalt and to honor the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made as laws, limits that the Muslim is not permissible for him to transgress. And this is something that is clearly mentioned in the verses that talks about matters of Hajj. As in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Then after that, with few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning the tawaf and the sacrifice and so on, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Which means, and those who would exalt and honor the hurumat, the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is better for such a person with his Lord. When a person honor and respect and exalt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to do, this is definitely a sign of al-iman, a sign of faith in the heart, that the person, he receives the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with so much respect and so much honor, and as a result of that, a person would submit himself fully to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without arrogance, without putting forward one's opinions and one's intellect, but rather submission, total submission to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that a person in Hajj would see clearly in the practice that we are ordered to do according to the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That when a person in Hajj, putting on the clothing of al-ihram and ordered not to transgress the limits by doing some of the things that are permissible, the relationship between the husband and wife would have limits to it when a person is in the state of al-ihram. Anything that has to do with even words that comes before the intimate relation between husband and a wife, it's forbidden in the state of al-ihram. The sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to do if they are in certain parts of the Hajj, this is also limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sins that are forbidden for the Muslim to do in Hajj and other than Hajj, to honor and to respect the sanctity of Mecca and Al-Madinah, that it's haram, that it's sacred, that a person is not permissible for him or for her to do some of the permissible acts. For example, the luqata. To pick something from the ground in Mecca and Medina is not permissible, even if it's something little, unless a person would pronounce it and would seek someone that is the owner of such a thing, and so on and so forth. So, respecting that and honoring that is something that a Muslim would practice in Hajj, from the beginning to the end. And as it's mentioned before, this is basically the ubudiyah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the authentic hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made some things permissible and some things that are haram. And he had made in between some things that are doubtful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example, a beautiful example. Someone that has some goats or sheep or so, and he is taking them closer to the palace of the king. And every king has a sanctuary, has a certain place that is being preserved, that not anybody can enter it, or at every country. They have a zone in which a person is not permissible to enter the boundaries of such country unless they would arrest him, for example, or subject him to some harm. And the same thing when it comes to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Muslim is not permissible to transgress this limit. And whoever transgressed the limits, that means he deserves to be punished. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being the most merciful, if a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive. But then in the beginning, the Muslim should never ever transgress the limits as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us in the Quran. Also in the verses in Surah Al-Hajj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordering the believers to sacrifice the animal for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the believers that it has to be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنْ يَلَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَلَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing that for us to exalt the orders of Allah, ذلك لتكبر الله على ما هداكم. That you would exalt Allah and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's the greatest. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide these animals for you, so that you, تكبر الله, it's the verb of Allahu Akbar. It's the verb of the takbir that you exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you say Allahu Akbar, it also has the meaning of exalting and honoring the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you sacrifice the animal only after the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you don't transgress the limits by abusing this animal, or by suffocating it, or doing whatever you wish to do, nothing but to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sacrifice it in the proper way, to follow the orders of Allah and not to transgress the limits. We need to take this meaning with us in all of our affairs in our life, not to transgress the limits. To honor the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person hears the adhan, a person should honor the words of the adhan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him to order the muadhin to call the people to the salah, the most important act throughout the day and the night of the Muslim. So when a Muslim, the first words that he hears from the adhan is Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. What is the meaning of this in our actions? That we have to exalt the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means no matter what we do, it is never greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or more important. So as a result of that, we would leave everything when it comes to the time for the salah. The same thing when it comes to the halal and the haram. If the haram or what is being forbidden is something that would bring, or a person might think that would bring so much wealth, still a believer would submit oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honoring and exalting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no way a sin would bring any goodness into the life of the believers, because a sin meaning disobeying the creator of the heavens and the earth. And what is other purpose of our life other to seek the pleasure of Allah? Is our life is basically to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a person seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the person is living the life of sin? So exalting the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we see in Hajj. And you would see most of the people, those who go for Hajj, they are practicing that, some way or the other. They would exalt the orders of Allah, they would honor it. They would make sure that they don't break their ihram, because they sacrificed. They spend money, and they spend the time, and they left everything behind to establish the pillar of al-Islam of al-Hajj. So they want to make sure that it's done in the most perfect way. So the question is, why should the person going for Hajj and practicing that in throughout the days of Hajj would leave this behind after Hajj? Why would a person not to honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His orders after Hajj? Isn't it the same Lord that you are worshipping in Hajj and other than Hajj? This is something that we have to ponder over, and that we have to respect the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Hajj, during Hajj, after Hajj, at all times, at all states. The Muslim should be an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. And also in the same set of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioning about the believers that they exalt the شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That whoever exalts and honors the rituals, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a sign of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So شعائر الله, the rituals of Hajj, that go from one place to the other, make the salah, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muslim should not take it lightly, should respect it, should honor it, should exalt it, that this is more important than anything else in our life, even our own life. What is more important than that is the deen of Allah, is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This meaning, if it's present in the life of the Muslims, our life will be totally different. And as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the victory, will give the believers the establishment on the face of earth, and will make them among the happiest individuals on the face of earth in the hereafter, if they would exalt and honor the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, as a fact, the heart has to exalt something. The heart has to honor something. Either we honor the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the full extent, in the absolute sense, or the person with honor and respect, other than the orders of Allah, when they both come against one another. When the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to do one thing, but then when the desire of the person or the orders of the human being ordered the president to do otherwise, those who would respect the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would never transgress the limits, and they would be constantly in the state of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hold fast to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to transgress the limit. So we need to remember very much that transgressing the limits, it's something that would bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to change the way the religion has been practiced at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early generations of Islam, because they understood this very well, and they were never among the transgressors of the limits. And we should not be deceived by how people are. And when they transgress the limits, they would see that there is no punishment happening to them immediately. They're still living their life, they're still eating from the provisions of Allah. So they might think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted their cause in many verses of the Quran, and one of which, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَنَ وَعْمِلَ الصَّلِحَ. That it's not your wealth, nor your offsprings would get you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except your belief and your righteous good deeds. The disbelievers, they thought that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them provisions in this life, that they would have the same in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted their call, that the matter is only according to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is nothing but a test. And exalting and honoring the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely a characteristic of the believer, which is these believers, they belittle the orders of Allah, they have arrogance. But the believers, they humble themselves to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get to learn that in the provisions and in the rituals of Hajj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the obedient slaves, those who would exalt and honor the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.